Daf is Daf Peitet, and although we got up to the fourth line, basically the two dots, Mokum Shenogo Lomud Begasa, however, the siman that comes is so long, and we can't really know what it's talking about until we do the next piece. Let's start at the Tanur Rabbanan. So you remember that the Mishnah said that depending on the minhag, if you use generally a full heaping measurement, you can't use a one that has been evened out, and if you use a place and you live in a place where they use only a type of measurement which is actually leveled, then you are not allowed to go ahead and be godesh. You can't make it heaped. And the question, of course, is where do we get this from? As the Mishnah went really to town, it said you can't even make a special deal. You can't even make a deal with the guy that you'll make up the difference in price. And what is the Makor? Tanur Rabbanan. So first we want to know, minayin shein mochakim b'makom shegodshin. How do we know that in a place where there's a particular usage, you can't change it? You can't make it level where it's usually a heap measure, and you can't be godesh to make it heap b'makom shemochakim in a place where people level a measure. Talmud lomar, eifa shleima, it needs to be shleima. Shleima doesn't just mean that it should be correct. It means that it should be shalem, that is to say, completely, it is complete in the absolute sense. It shouldn't even be possible to make a misunderstanding with your eifa, in which case, whatever the minhag is the way that you should be acting. Now, you might think that if you make certain that it's not simply a change of the minhag in which you're ignoring the normal minhag, on the contrary, take into consideration the minhag, and you offer to make up the difference in price. So you tell the person, look, how about if what I do is, how do we know that you can't even say in a place where the minhag is to do a heap, I ask you, please, to accept a measure that is mechuk, so it's a level now measuring cup, even though the location here is b'makom shegodshin, and I will deduct the difference. So I'll give you a 30% discount. Actually, it has to be a little slightly more. And there's no problem, or the opposite. The buyer says, you know what, I'm going to ask you for a heap measure, but I'm going to pay you the difference, even though around here usually people use a mechuka, a leveled measure. So I'm godesh b'makom shemochakim, and I'll pay you the difference. Lo sifal adamim. So that way, it seems to be completely fair, and it seems to be shalem in every sense. How do we know that nonetheless she'en shomim lo? Talmud lomar, eifa shleima v'tzedek yiyelach. The eifa has to be not only shleima, but it has to be also tzedek. It has to support the overall idea of tzedek. And tzedek means that if it's possible to ruin the social order of tzedek, in which case, perhaps somebody who walks in won't have heard the Tanai, or someone who's not aware of the Minag may mistake this for the Minag if he's a traveler. In which case, all types of kilkulim can ultimately come out from departures to the norms that are just private deals that not everyone understands. Therefore, the Torah added tzedek to add exactly what the Mishnah implies. You do not have the right to make a special deal when, as far as the public is concerned, the same thing is true, Tan Rabbanan, minayin she'in me'ayinin b'makom she'machri'in, ve'in machri'in b'makom she'ma'ayinin. You'll notice that the words we used in the Mishnah were ayin ba'ayin for a completely even scale, and that, by the way, in the words of experts, is called eyeballing it, right? Even in English. So you eyeball it to make sure that it's the same. We use the word iyun for looking into something. Comes also from ayin, from the same search over here for the precise weight of the scale. And if it's a mokum that sells b'ayin, and it's not a place that it's a mokum that's machria, or vice versa, how do you know that you are not allowed to insist that it be the other way around? Talmud lomar, evan shleima. But what about if the guy wants to make up the difference in price? I will sell you this precise weight, and I'll take off the difference that you would have had if we hadn't been if I had been machria. So I'll take off whatever. We'll give it to you 25% discount. Livchot lo dami. Or the buyer says, I want a little bit extra, and I'll pay you the difference. Harinu machria b'makom shema'ainin, and I'll be mosif l'chal adamim. She'en shom imlo, Talmud lomar, even shlema v'tzedek. So just as we said by Eifa, which is referring to volume weight, volume measure, so too by Evan, which was referring to weight, it has to be shlema v'tzedek. We have to see to it that the tzedek is maintained in society, and that's everybody's responsibility. Sorry? Then you could buy a half an eifa. You could buy 3/4 of an eifa. Whatever you want to buy, you can buy. But you can't buy an eifa minus a godesh if the mokum is to have a godesh. What does the Torah mean when it says that you can't even have it in your house? The parasha begins, lo yelecha bebeitcha eifa ve'eifa, dola uktana. Lo yelecha bekischa even va'even yidola uktana. So what does this mean? Omre v'yirami sura. Lo yelecha beveitcha matam. Why is it that your house doesn't have any furniture? Mishum eifa ve'efa. Because you're a dishonest, no good. Thinking God isn't going to give you enough money to buy furniture for your house. Because you have an eifa ve'efa. Lo yelecha bekischa. Why don't you have any money in your pocket? Matam, Mishum Evan Ve'evan. So he's darshaning the posik as if the second part is the explanation of first. Lo yelecha bekischa. Why? Because Evan Ve'evan. Rather, continues the posik, aval Evan shlema v'tzedek, yelach, then you'll have. So if you use proper weights, then you'll have proper money. Eifa shlema v'tzedek, you use proper measures, yelach, then you'll have the money that you're looking for. Tana Rabbana. When it says that lo yelach, it means that you cannot have it in your property. In other words, it's not that you are not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to have it. That teaches us that there needs to be a Bureau of Weights and Measures that actually will sign off that the weight is accurate and otherwise will destroy it. So it's not simply that the police check to see that you're using the right weights. It's that we see to it that you should have the right weights. Malamed shema amidin agar damin lemidot. So guards are where agar damin. We have now actual supervisors over the midot, but this is only for the midot. Mitzad, this part is mitzad as far. It's not a limud in the pasuk, but in ma'amidin agar damin lesha'arim. We do not appoint guardians for market prices, because markets correct themselves. And therefore the idea is to allow markets to self-correct, not to interfere with markets, but to see to it that people are not cheated in ways they have no way of measuring. How do they know the gasoline pump is working properly and it's giving you a gallon when it says it's giving you a gallon? That's all we need, is to allow every person who wants to have a gasoline pump to not have any Bureau of Weights and Measures. Therefore, every gasoline pump has a chatima on it that is constantly renewed. They come and check, and that's what has to be done. This is the makor from Agar Damim. Now, the Beinasiya Ukim Agar Damim Bein Lemidot Bein Lesharim. It once happened that by the house of the Resh Galuta, they went ahead and they appointed, in fact, Gardamim, and also for the Sharim, which is a whole new interference in the freedom of markets.
Price control.
Price control. Omer Shmuel LeKarna, so Shmuel told Karna, go out there and teach them that this is a Mishigas, Tnilahu. Teach them, Ma'amidim, Agardamim Lamidot, Ve'in Ma'amidim, Agardamim LeSharim. So Karna goes out, and he's Derech, Ma'amidim, Agardamim, Bein Lamidot, Bein LeSharim. He goes out and teaches them the opposite of what Shmuel sent them to teach. That, no, it's a great idea. We need, in fact, some makor in the Torah. We need to have not only a Bureau of Weights and Measures, but a Bureau of Price Controls. Anyway, he gets back in. Shmuel hears what he was derish. So he says to Karna, what'd you say your name was again? Mashimcha? Karna? Horn, right? You should have horns in your eyes. Typically, Karna Beine. Nothing like Karna Beine. So a horn came out in his eyes. It was a cataract or a growth of some kind. How did he, I mean, who the Meisah was he being Samech on that he was saying over a completely opposite Psak? He was being Samech on Rami Bar Chama on Reb Yitzchak. He holds, Kyodi Omer of Chama Bar, Rami Bar Chama on Reb Yitzchak, Ma'amidima Gardamim, Bein, Lemidot, Bein Lesharim. Why? Mipnei HaRamaim. Because even though markets generally self-correct, that's true. However, there are smart alecks who know how to take advantage of the market. What they do is they wait until it's inconvenient to get the materials. In other words, they won't sell while there's a lot of competition in the area. And they'll only offer it for sale when it means that you're going to have to drive 5 miles to Walmart in order to get it at its real price. They say, okay, you want it, pay through the nose. That is against the law. So that's what they wanted to control over here. That's one approach. The other lashon that Rashbam brings, because that's really a little bit of a problem, since who's to say that that's not part of market adjustment? I mean, Lamaisa, the more, it's an element of competition.
Exactly,
you want it, so you pay for it now. So therefore, the other pshat that Rashbam brings is that the Bnei Rama'im means that what they claim is that they've adjusted the weight. So in other words, they charge a little more because they say, you know, this was the last of the, you know, we packaged it in slightly larger packages and so on and so forth. So in the mail, we don't allow sales at a higher price per package, even though they're claiming this is the super economical size. We don't allow that because that's already Rama'ut. People think, and actually recently laws were passed to that effect in the U.S. as well, that you have to provide, in addition to the price of the package, you have to provide the unit price, because otherwise it's easy to fool people by selling them at 30% more the special economy size. So this was dafka to avoid that. So that would be true Rama'ut. Tana Rabbanan. Now, how about in terms of how to weigh things out? So the Braita says, look, person wants to buy a litra, you weigh him a litra. If he wants to buy, this is weights. He wants to buy a chatzi litra, let's just say he's buying meat. So he can buy, you weigh it out with a chatzi litra, shokel a chatzi litra. He wants to buy a quarter of a pound, you weigh him out a quarter of a pound. Well, I should hope so, my kamash, I understand. No, but the chiddush is the matkinan mitkalei hanach. The point is that we will hide official weights that are accepted by the bureau only up to that point. So there's a number of different approaches as to what this might mean. It could mean that there was never a takana for anything less than that size of a mishkal, and therefore there was no takana to do a hechreya on less than that mishkal. And so, Mamela, you can weigh it, obviously, but it's not part of the weighing system that we take responsibility for being kaveya. Others learned that we actually never created weights that are that small because it's too easy for the buyer to get confused because he can't immediately recognize the difference between one small weight and the other. I mean, it's easy to tell the difference between a half a kilo and a kilo, but it's difficult to see the difference between something which is 100 grams and something which is 150 grams. And others learn that the difference is that we will not make weights that differ from each other by less than 50%. Now, that's a little bit of a problem, as we're going to see later on. But what the pshat might be is that since people might get confused, they need at least that kind of difference between one weight and the weight above it in order not to make mistakes and be taken advantage of as a buyer. But according to that, this is not some type of maximum objective limit. It's just a example. So we've gotten down to here. You use your brains for understanding that each time we go one step lower, it's always going to be by a 50% jump. Tanu Rabbanan. Hayam mevakesh v'menu shlosh. Leave a litra. Suppose somebody wants to buy 2/3 of a litra of meat. So then, hilo yomar lo, he does not have a right to tell the seller, shkoli shlosh rive litra achat achat. Use your quarter litra and weigh it 3 different times. Instead, what you do is, the seller takes a full litra, puts it on one side, takes a quarter litra, puts it on the other side, ima basar, together with the meat that he's weighing, which effectively means that he's weighing out 3/4 of a litra. So now the assumption over here is, and this is the way many learn, that it's only mutter for a seller to put one weight on a side of a scale at a time, because there's too many possibilities of cheating if you can slip one off with little fast movements of your hand, and to use now 3 litrot is dangerous. That's one approach. There's another approach, which is that the point over here is whether I have to do it 3 separate times. Do it 3 separate times, there's always a takana of hechreya on each time. So if he would do it 3 times, he would be actually doing the hechreya, tilting the scale in that direction, 3 separate times. And therefore, we don't want it to do that. Now, lemaisa, there's a question as to whether a tilt is always prorated, which depends on the mathematical construct that we use here. But the point is that even if it would end up being the same thing, and it's prorated if I use the litra to if I do three times the small quarter litra, however, there's still the point that in a rush, I'm not going to be very, very careful of how much I put on, and I'm therefore likely to even overweigh in order not to get into trouble here. And so I end up, lemaisa, supplying more. Now, obviously, here we've got another problem, which is that if we're talking about a mokum where I always make it 1 tefach lower by tilting it, that means I'm going to be making a tefach lower, having to tilt it against the extra quarter of a liter that I put together with the meat. That's certainly not exactly the correct way to do it. So then I would have to add meat on the meat side, not utilize some of it by having not meat, but metal. So if that's the case, then perhaps it's only talking about where we do it ayin ba'ayin. Now, if that's the case, the chiddush would be only that I'm allowed to do it this way, and I can put 2 weights, one on one side and one on the other side, which, of course, is very common. Tana Rabbanan, ha'imavakish 10 litrin. If a customer wants 10 litrin, he can't say, shkoli achat achat v'chriya, give me a hechriya every single time, 10 times. You use a 10-liter weight, or 10, if you hold it, it's okay to put more than one weight, 10 liters together. And you give him 1 echreya. And again, even if it would end up to be the same, which some hold, in other words, it'll work out to be exactly the same amount, the problem is that because he's doing it 10 times, he's going to end up not being as medayek as he normally would, and throwing a little bit extra, and that's what the customer is counting on. He's going to walk out with a better deal, and that's why it's not correct to expect the seller to do that for you. Tana Rabbanan, the construction of the scale itself, is in a way that it makes certain that the hechreya is going to be sufficient, and also that there's not going to be things that are going to bump the scale in the way to weighing and bounce it back up or bounce it back down. So the way to have the scale is that the nefesh of the moznayim, now the soul, of course, is the fulcrum itself, so that has to be tluya ba'avir. If you're talking about a hanging scale, it's got to be 3 tvachim from the ceiling. Or if you're talking about a standing scale, it's got to be 3 tvachim from the ground, because that allows you enough space to have your hanging basket or your hanging pan, and that will give you enough distance. Now, what's also extremely important to discuss is the distance from side to side. Why? Because the closer the pans are to the fulcrum, the more weight it's going to take, obviously, with simple physics, the more weight it's going to take to make a difference in the height or how low the other side is, right? In other words, as Archimedes famously said, you know, give me a fulcrum and a long enough lever and I can move the entire earth. But that requires a very long lever. The closer you get to the earth, the more you may have trouble lifting it. So too over here. So what is now it's not telling us yet what type of scale this is. It's got to be a heck of a big scale, because it's talking about, I mean, to need 3 tvachim before bouncing? What kind of scale needs 3 tvachim? A kona, together with the mitna being the string. The string now, not what the string means over here, not literally the string, but until the edge of the string that holds the pan. So if you measure from the kona mitna to the other side of the kona mitna, you need shnei masar tvachim. Phew, that's a big scale. V'shel tzamarim, v'shel zagagin. Now, we don't know who uses this scale. The Gemara is going to ask you to say uses this scale. But people who use smaller scales, let's say they are wool weighers or glass weighers. So then you only need 2 tvachim from the ceiling or 2 tvachim from the ground. And then you only need 9 tvachim between the kana and mita from end to end. If it's a storekeeper scale, that's relatively tiny. So a chenveni scale or a balabayit scale, that only requires a tefa from the ceiling if it's a hanging scale. Or if it's sitting on the counter, so then it needs to be gavo min ha'aretz tefa. And there the kana and the mitna shala is only 6 tvachim from end to end. If you're talking about tortani, and these are people that are using now, they're weighing out fine metals, precious metals, they're weighing out gems. So over there you only need shalosh etzba'ot from the ceiling or from the ground. And there we don't have a kabbalah on what the size is from the fulcrum. So kanu mit and shala eni odea. But the first one, you didn't say what it was. You gave us 3 scales that you told us who uses it. And Hach Kamaita, which is gigantic. Who uses that one? Demai. Omer of Papa, that's talking about the grooming. That's people that work with metals, and they have these large chunks of metal that they're going to putting into a furnace and so on. That could be like 100 pounds or 100 kilos at a time. So there you need a very large room for the distance between fulcrum and the closest area. And you need also a long enough distance between them that minor differences in weight will register, because otherwise it's not going to really make much of a difference. Omer Amani Bar Patish, Tiyaderek Shamruli Inyan Isuran, Kach Amruli Inyan Tumata. You should know that a scale that is not kosher by the Bureau of Weights is also not considered to be a kli. And Mamela, if you touch such a scale Betuma, it won't be Makabal Tuma. Now, obviously, the parts of the scale that aren't kli. I mean, you've got the pan, and certainly it's not going to be mevatel, the shame of the pan. But the whole scale is not a kli. So it could be the pan is still a pan. But the scale, if I touch the pan, I'm not going to make the scale tame because it is not a scale, since it's not suitable for weighing.
But don't stout pieces of metal also
No. No. Yeah, it doesn't have to have a base kibble, but it has to be a kli. So over here, each piece might be a kli in itself, but it's only looked at as a separate piece. The fact that it happens to be in the shape of a scale doesn't give it an end of a scale. It's not usable. Like all kelim. Now the Rivam stresses that the main issue over here is the question of yodei sakelim. That it's not a shayla of whether we should look at it necessarily as one kli, but that since all of the parts are interconnected, if I meant to lift one part with the other part, then lechora, if I were to touch now the top that the string is attached to, then the kaf should also be considered to be a tumah because of yodais, which is a handle, anything they can use as a handle to a thing. But that's only when it's meant to remain there as a handle, and therefore, since over here it's not roi, nor is I considered to be a handle either, because I don't use the kli in this fashion that it should be a handle. Says the Gemara, what's the chiddush in that? It's a beferish Mishnah. Like a Mishnah, and Tanina. The Mishnah says beferish, and here we're talking about kalim. This Mishnah appears in kalim, talking about tumah, not talking about selling. So it's over there, chud mozaim shel chenveni, v'shel ba'al ha'bayit, tefach. He answers Gemara, no, that's the tefach, you're talking about the height, but the kanu mitnashah doesn't mention, right? Comes along now, Rami Bar Patish, to say that all of the shiurim that were given over here about the kanu mitna, which is the distance from the fulcrum. So you might think, since the Mishnah didn't mention that, so that doesn't take away the din of the scale. That you have to know, that Rabbani says that's also considered not to be a valid scale. And so Mamela, if you touch it, if you know that it's not the right size, so it's not a kabel tuma. If you're not sure, like over here where I didn't give a measurement, so then it's any idea. Fine, so then if it's any idea, it's a suffix tuma. Because maybe it is the right size, but certainly that is a chiddush. Tana Rabbana, ein osin mishkalot, when it comes to the material that you make the weights out of, you cannot use ba'atz, which is tin, you cannot use lead, lo shel ever, lo shel gistron. Gistron is a mixture of various types of metals. Velo shel shar minet matachot, or other metals that are oxidizable. But osel shel tsunma shel zechuchit. Anything that can be oxidized is no good, because in that case, over time, it's going to change. And if it changes its weight, then obviously the buyer is going to be cheated. So what you can use is, you use glass weights, that doesn't change over time. Or you can use rock, which doesn't change over time. Tana Rabbanan, Ein osim hamachak shel belaat. You cannot use pumpkin to make the piece that you used. Well, there must be a word for that. Mechek. It's the piece that you use to spread, to even out. Maybe. A spatula kind of thing. I don't know. How does he translate? A strike. That's a new word for me. Okay, the Sansino translates it as strike. But it's the piece that you'll use to go across the top in order to make it smooth. Now, the question is the weight of that, because the weight and the shape. So if you use a pumpkin, a gourd, so that's very light. Since it's very light, it doesn't get all the way to the top. And if that's the case, the mocher is going to be cheating himself. The top of the flour that you're weighing out. And that's obviously in a place where you're supposed to be selling that machuk. But you can't use metal.
This is not weight, this is volume, right?
Yeah, these are volume, and in a place where you're supposed to be selling machuk, not gadush. And you can't make it out of metal, because that's machbid, that's like very heavy, and that cheats now the buyer. But you, yeah, maybe it goes in too deep, or it comes too close to it. It's supposed to be a little bit of mechek. Not a mechek that is going to actually take away something from the inside or on the edges. But what you can use is wood, like zayat wood, egoz, shikma, eshkaroa. Furthermore, Tana Rabbanan, eno sidat mechek tzido echad av v'tzido echad katsar. You can't use different thicknesses on different sides, which then the guy can turn one way or the other, so that if he uses the thin side, then that's going to be able to penetrate into the flour that you're selling or into the wheat that you're selling. So you'll do that when you're selling the guy. The other way, you'll turn it around for yourself so it doesn't go in. And when you're buying, so that leaves too much room for cheating. And furthermore, lo yimchok bevat achat, you cannot simply strike across the top once. Because if you do that, you end up not doing a proper mechek, and that's ra lamocher. It's your fellow lokeach. But again, both parties have to make sure that it's a fair sell. This is not fair weights. So it's you can't either do it slowly, because if you're mochek ma'at ma'at, then it gets stuck into the inside, pulls out a little bit of flour or chitim with it. And that's ra lokeach, obviously, even though it's yefel mocher. Now, kulon amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now, all of these issues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Oile imomar, I'm in trouble if I go out and I'm derished it in a shir, you know? Because lemaisa, people who hear the shir, might not have thought of these great ideas before they heard the shir, you know? Here comes Rabbi Yochanan to teach you how to cheat. It's not such a good idea to teach people how to cheat. On the other hand, if I don't say anything, oileim lo omar, because then people will say, these rabbis, they don't know anything about cheating. We'll teach them a thing or two. So im omar, shema yomadu haramaim. Im lo yomar, shema yomru haramaim im tamidei chachamim bikiim b'maasei yadenu. So they'll loosen up even more, try to get away with even more. So what should I do? Yeah. So what did he do? Yiboylo, amra lo amra. You didn't tell us the end of the story. You told us he was misupak. We'd like to know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. In the end, he darshened it. Because what was his mekor? He said, since mihai kro amra, he based it on the following pasuk: ki sharim darkei Hashem, v'tzadikim yalchubam, uposhim yikashubam. So you see from there that, look, obviously, Torah is full of these kinds of things, which somebody, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, na'asa adam b'tzalmeinu, no? So people who want to be Torah will say, huh, there's more than one God? Na'asa adam b'tzalmeinu. But there's always, every pasuk has in it things that can be used by Bible critics. No, it's because of that we don't write it. We write it, as the Rashi says in Bereishis, and let them all drop dead if they want to go ahead and be nikshal in it. It's not our responsibility to change the truth so that people won't come to be nikshal. People that are nikshal want to be nikshal. You don't really have a desire for an answer. You have a desire for a question. People who want to have the question, they'll have questions anyway. And therefore, he went out and he was derishit.
So that's a little bit of the idea, the Isser of Mishal.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
not a Mishal. It's Yashar. It's the person turns it into Mishal. That I'm not looking to worry about. Yeah. So that's the beautiful pasuk. The Darkei Hashem themselves are Yashar. Tana Rabbana, Lo Ta'asu Avel Bamishpat, Bamida, Bamishkal, Uvam Sura. So these are, each one is a different type of thing. You're talking about a mida for measuring, you're talking about mishkal for weighing, and you're talking about a misura for a liquid volume. So what does this teach us? The mida is talking about measures. Measures would mean rulers. For instance, let's say you're medidat karka. So what does that mean? You have to take into consideration the impact of the temperature on your measuring rope, don't you? I mean, if it's the wet season, rainy season, it's cold, the water affects the rope, the temperature affects the rope. If it's hot and it's dry, so then the desiccated rope and the hot rope is a different length. So let's say that people have commissioned you to survey a piece of property and to give each brother, for instance, an estate. It's none of your business. But Lamaisa, you are mechuyev not to do an avel bichlal. So if you go ahead in the same way, you'll say, well, a judge isn't involved, you're right. So therefore, he's allowed to do an avel b'mishpat. This is a completely different issue. The first sugya was that you can't have in your rishus because you can come to Rama'ut. Rama'ut has to do with what you get out of it. This has nothing to do with what you get out of it. This is a din in mishpat. So there's elements in which every human being is a judge. And in that thing, there's lo tasu avel. So if you're a surveyor using a midah, so because one day it's cold and one day it's hot, come on, can I make enough kamina? So I'll measure for one brother on a hot day and for one brother on a cold day and one brother on a rainy day. No, you can't do that. So it needs to be lo yimdod le'echad b'yimotah chamah v'le'echad b'yimotah geshamim. If you have now a mishkal, you cannot be tomein mishkalotov b'melach. If you now have mishkalot, those mishkalot cannot be put into salt. What's wrong with it? It's put into salt. So the Rabbi Tam learns if it's put into salt, so then what happens is it draws out the water and it becomes lighter. And then you're going to end up cheating your buyers. And this Lamais is Beferish Gemara in Yerushalmi, that salt is shoev, so it draws into itself. The problem is that the Rashi, Rashbam, understand it to mean that it's magbid somehow. I don't know how physically that was supposed to work, but it's also strange because it would mean that it would be if anything, it would be doing a favor to the konet. It would have to be over here that you have to be concerned for the times that you would use it to buy. Or maybe someone would use it to buy, which fits into the fact that this is just mishpat in general.
It makes it rust faster.
But you're not allowed to use rusting things anyway. Right? That's a problem. Okay, so lo yatmi mishkalot v'melach. What is a misura? That means shelo yartiach. It means don't pour that beer from high up till it goes into the cup.
So it's all suds.
It's all suds, exactly. It's all froth. So if you're, whatever you measure tends to froth up, you know. So make sure you're pouring somebody Coke, you know. Make sure that there's not too much distance between the spigot and the glass. So that's shelo yartiach. Don't let it froth up too much. And look at the weight. I mean, look at the volume here that's being used. V'chal v'chomer. I mean, a misura is 1/36th of a lug. That's like the tiniest, I mean, of course, misura generally means in liquid measurement. But l'maisa, there is an actual measurement called the misura. Misura is the tiniest measurement that we have that's used commonly in liquids. Is 1/36th of a lug. And that's what the Torah is being makbid on. I mean, how much you're going to lose already to the froth? You understand? I mean,
you get the froth, putting the ice in the drink.
Ah, there you go. So therefore, you can make a kal v'chomer where you're talking about serious things. I mean, there's big, big measurements. Alakas kama v'kama. You got to worry about a hin or a chatzi hin or a shlishita hin or a viyita hin. Or a lug, or a chatzi lug, or a viesa lug, or a chatzi tuman, or an uchla. I mean, an uchla is also very tiny, but it's It's a 20th of a lug as opposed to a 1/36. I mean, it's awesome. That's much bigger. So it's a kal v'chomer. You cannot have something that is an unusable legal measure in your house, even if you turn it into a urinal. So who the heck is going to use that to measure anything? I mean, it's disgusting. You never know. You never know what you're getting in the shuk, you know. And that, unfortunately, that is a real concern. So there's no heter to say that, come on, I mean, that's not going to come to be used. Now, all of this is only in places where the Bureau of Weights and Measures doesn't put an actual sticker or an impression on the particular measurement. Which today we do have, at least in things like pumps and so on, there needs to be a sticker on it. But if it's in place in which they put on a sticker, which is updated every month, whatever the shear is, but after the chatimi, a buyer is not going to be fooled, because he's going to refuse to buy. Ilochazi chatima lo shakel. He's going to say, where's the heksher over here? So he doesn't see the heksher, the Bureau of Weights and Measures, he's not going to buy.
The barkacha weights.
That are marked by the owner. Very good. Okay, so that's an atur de chatimi. Atur de lo chatimi. Furthermore, and here we get to the Hebrew word for engineers, but these are engineers of the type that engineered that bridge that collapsed at the Maccabiah. So the word for engineer is a mandes, right? But the real meaning of mandes is basically take your chances. It means things that happen to work out in a particular way. So, in a case, even ba'atu de lo chatimi lo amran, ela de lo mahandis, that's only in a place where you don't have random inspections. But if you've got random inspections, mahandis eletlan ba, then the guy is afraid to use a weight. That's all he needs is to have, all of a sudden the iriyah shows up and they close down his store. So he's not going to use these kind of weights. And therefore, in such a case, it is an osur. But none of that's true. Less lamba. Valoi. That's not true. Because zimnin demakri ben ashmashas. There could be times in which a buyer comes right before Shabbos, which we said is usually when a buyer comes. You know. Anyways, everybody is very busy, and they're not going to sit around looking for Hesherim. And the guy's not worried Erev Shabbos all of a sudden here. He's going to show up.
They don't work
Erev Shabbos, exactly. So then it could be that the guy will use indeed his chamber pot and clean it out, you know, and it doesn't have a sticker on it, but no one will notice. Tani nami ochi, lo yashada midach asira, o yitera betok beto, afilu yavicho memeraglayim. You cannot use something, even if it's now disgusting, and you think that there'd be no way that I would come to use it. Kamashma, it's also to have in your home. Now, tomorrow we'll get into the actual what sizes are made and how this relates to the Mishnah about whether it needs to be a 50% difference to be continued. Well, I mean, I'll make it up in the price. But Areni godesh b'makom shemochakim lo siflo alamim she'in shomim lo Talmud lomar efa shlema v'tzedek yelach Tana rabbanu minayin she'in me'ayinin b'makom shemachri'in ve'in machri'in b'makom shemayinin Talmud lomar even shlema minayin she'in ma'amar areni ma'ayin b'makom shemachri'in lifchot lo min adamim areni machri'a b'makom shemayinin lo siflo alamim she'in shomim lo Talmud lomar even shlema v'tzedek Omer Avira Misura, lo yelecha beveitcha matam mishum eifa veifa. Lo yelecha bekischa matam mishum even veven. Aval, even shlema vetzedek, then yelach. Eifa shlema vetzedek, then yelach. Tana rabbana lo yelach, melamech ma'amidim agardamim lemidot. But there's no reason to say that we would be ma'amidim agardamim l'sha'arim. It turned out, however, that the Bein Asiyah went ahead, and they were akimu agardamim, bein lemidot, bein l'sharim. Omar le Shmuel le Karna, Poke Tanilo, this is a big mistake. Ma'amidim agar damim lemitot, vein ma'amidim agar damim lesharim. Dafak dorash lohu, ma'amidim agar damim, bein lemitot, bein lesharim. Says Shmo, well, what did you say your name was again? Karna, tepeg le karna be'ini. Nafak le karna be'ini. V'yu kaman savar. Ki'odi omar, Rami Barcham, Omar Yitzchak. Ma'amidim agar damim, bein lemitot, bein lesharim. V'bnei harama im tanravonah. I am a vakish, we made a litra, shokelo litra, chatzi litra, shokelo chatzi litra, revia litra, shokelo revia litra, makamashman. The matkinon mitkele ad hachi. Tana rabbonan, I am a vakish, we made a shlosha rive litra. Lo yomar lo shkoli shlosha rive litra, achatachat, elo shokel litra, uminiach revia litra ima basar. Tana rabbonan, I am a vakish, achat. Oops, sorry. Tan Rabbana, I'm a Vakshmano Eser Litra. Lo Yama lo Shkoli Achat Achat, and be Machri on each one. Ela Shakelo Kulan, Vat Achat, Venotin Achri Achat Kulan. Tan Rabbana, Nefesh Mosnaim has to be Tliya Ba'avir Shloshat Vachim, or standing, it has to be Govom and Ar Shloshat Vachim. The Kona and the Mitna, together from side to side, is Shneim Asar Tvachim. If we talk about a scale of Tzamarim or Zagagim, then it has to be tluya ba'avir, the nefesh shnei tvachim, or gevo menar shnei tvachim. The kanu mitnan shela is a total of tisha tvachim. Shel chenveni v'shel ba'al habayit, has to be tluya ba'avir tefach, gevo menar tefach, kanu mitnan shela shisha tvachim. Shel turtani, tluya ba'avir shela shetzbaot, gevo menar shela shetzbaot. As far as the kanu mitnan shela, any idea. What was the first one? Hachtika maita demai, amrut papa, that's talking about metal workers, and that's the gerumi. Omer money bar patish, kederek sheamru leinyan yisuran, kach amru leinyan tumatan. Maka mashmal, it's a fresh mission in Kalim. Chuta bozaim shechen v'niv shabalabatim tefach. Ah, but the kano mitna, shala, that didn't say the Mishnah. That is tricha lei delotnan. Tad rabban elinozim mishkolet, lo shel ba'atz, lo shel eiver, lo shel gistron, lo shel sharmei matachot, avalo sehu shel tzunma v'shel zichuchit. Tani Rabbanan in osim amechek shal belaat b'pleishu kal v'lo shal matechet b'pleishu machbid avlo seo shal zayit, shal agos, shal shikma, shal ashkaroa. Tani Rabbanan in osim et amechek tzido echad av v'tzido echad katsar lo yimchok bevat achat shamochik bevat achat ra la mocher v'yafel la lokeh v'lo yimchok ma'at ma'at shira la lokeh v'yafel la mocher al kulan omer Rabbi Yochanan mezaga yoyayay li'im omar oyle im lo omar im omar shema yomadu aramaim im lo omar shema yomru aramaim im tamidei chachamim bekim emas yadenu and they'll get worse. No, iboilu amra lo amra omer shul barav yitzchak amra umihai kra amra ki yesharim darkei Hashem v'tzadikim yachubam uposhim mikashubam. Tana rabbanon lo tasu avel bamishpat bamida bamishkal uvam sura. Bamida zumedidat karka shlo imdod leechad b'yimot hachama leechad b'yimot hagishamim b'mishkal shlo yatmin mishkalotav b'melach b'msura shlo yartiach kavachomer. If the mesura, which is echad mishloshem v'shisha belug, nonetheless ikpida alav Torah kavachomer lein v'chatzien v'shishitayin revietayin v'lug v'chatzilug reviet v'chatzit toman v'uchla om reviyun om harav. אסור לאדם שישב בדרך עשירו יתרה איפה בתוך ביתו, אפילו יביט שומע מרגליים. אומר פאפה לא אמר לבעת לא חתימה, if it's not with a חתימה, so then the customer is not going to use it. לא חזי חתימה, לא שוקל. But even an עת with a לא חתימה, נעמי לא אמר. אלא לא מהנדסי, אבל מהנדסי לטלן בא. ולא היא. זים לדמקרי בין השמשות, and it's מקרי ושוקל. תניה נעמי אחי לא ישע אדם מדרך עשירו יתרה בתוך ביתו, אפילו יביט שומעי מרגליים.